there.
Unfocus.
That's right. Swear to God, I better not be off sync.
I'm T.
I'm AJ Twist.
And this is Unfocused. Episode, oh shit.
268, I believe. Yes. And a Pokemon, I believe, is Silcoon? Or Cascoon?
We had Cascoon last week.
Oh, then it's Silcoon then. Silcoon. And he's probably the Silk Pokemon. I'm guessing all this shit right now. Let's go and verify this right now.
I'm looking right. I'm going to be so mad if you're right. One time I don't do it and you just nail it off the top of your head.
Silcoon, right?
Yeah.
No, it's Cascoon. It is Cascoon.
Oh, you're close.
Damn it. So then I said it all wrong then.
Sorry, Cascoon. And he is...
The Casket Pokemon.
The Casket Pokemon? Is that what you said?
He is no.
The Cocoon Pokemon.
The Cocoon Pokemon, fuck. You're close.
Well, that was my next guess.
All right, guys, this is Unfocused, the podcast where we talk about video games, comics, anime, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and we have a special guest in the house today joining us live. And let me get that button there. Oh, no, my bad. I got to put him in here, too. But Wags is here.
Yay!
He's back.
Wags, thanks for joining us.
Finally. Back again.
Been a bit. All right. I'm on the stream.
Yeah, we actually have a camera.
That's cool.
Anyways, I already said all that. Podcast. Okay, Unfocused Weeks.
Yeah. You want me to start off?
We'll start off with that. Yeah, if you want to start off.
Been watching Umbrella Academy, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on episode 6 right now of season 1.
Season 1, okay.
It's fucking great, man.
Have you seen it, Will?
No.
Shit.
I won't say too much.
Okay. Do you plan on seeing it?
It's Marvel, right?
No. It's made by the guy who made the leader of My Chemical Romance with that comic book.
Isn't it like Dark Horse or something like that?
Image, I think.
Is it Image? It's one of those.
I'll confirm.
Image
it.
Is still around? I wasn't aware.
Oh, fuck yeah. Image is tearing it up right now, bro.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, they're not. I don't want to say they're competing with Marvel and DC because that's a whole different fucking game. But like, they're definitely got a lot of hits right going right now.
I didn't know they had stepped up their game.
Yeah, people are anti superhero comics are a big thing right now.
Oh, shit.
Are they anti-superhero?
Well, no, they're just comics that are not about superheroes.
Oh.
You know, space operas, like pirates, like whatever. You know, it's about all kinds of shit now. Like, yeah. Will, you're here with us today.
Mm-hmm.
Want to tell us a little bit about your Unfocus Week?
Oh, you want to start out with him then?
Oh, okay, yeah. With me?
Could you use a lot of
stuff? Oh, wait, that's right. I was hanging out.
You were in the middle of yours.
That's right. Oh, yeah. So, we were talking about, Umbrella Academy. It's fucking amazing. So, like I said, it's written by Gerard Way, the guy who, from My Chemical Romance. I'll confirm which company they released it under. But, Umbrella Academy is like a really off-kilter superhero story. It's almost like The Boys in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that?
The movie?
No, the show. The Boys, no.
Wait, are we talking about...
It's a superhero show.
Dark Horse.
An anti-superhero show.
Umbrella is Dark Horse.
Okay, Umbrella Academy came out on Dark Horse.
Okay.
And the main characters are number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5, number 6, and number 7.
Yeah, you're into it, right? Okay. So anyway, it's
they have no names, they're just numbered?
Well, some of them have names.
Okay.
Some of them have names.
Yeah.
And it's about a super family, and they're really the only superpower people they've ever met in their lives, so it's not like they're fighting other super villains.
And I was thinking about it, I feel like it's like almost like an X-Men, but like if things were like kind of just fucked up in the realm, but they're all still cool with each other type of thing, you know? It's kind of like that in a way.
That's a good way to put it.
Like X-Men mixed with like you know, family fantastic drama or something like that.
X-Men mixed with Fantastic Four.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm not too sure how Fantastic Four roll all the time, but yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, X-Men mixed with Fantastic Four, you would get... But then throw in like vibes of something more edgy, like The Punisher or something like that. You know, like, because it's pretty violent, you know, and people get fucked up and killed and stuff. So
it's a good time. You should check it out.
Yeah,
I keep seeing pictures of it whenever I'm like looking up stuff. There's always like a little like thumbnail that says Umbrella Academy, and it has like all these dudes facing off like this way, and they're all wearing sunglasses for some reason.
Yeah,
there's like one guy that has blood splattered on his face. I'm like, this looks interesting.
I don't know anything about this.
I don't think I've seen that one, but you should check it out. It's a good time.
Yeah,
I like it. Season 2 already came out and already finished it.
What'd you say, Netflix?
Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix original.
So I'm 6 episodes. AJ actually told me to watch it like when it came out. And I've actually read the comic. I've read the first 2 issues of the comic, so I kind of know a lot about it.
Going into it, you're like,
I think we talked about it on the show, like early episodes of the...
Damn, yeah. Did we? That's crazy.
Yeah, because I remember hearing that it was the guy from My Chemical Romance and all that.
Yeah.
And I hate that group and shit, you know, so... I was like, interesting.
You love the show. Well, damn, you know, it. It's funny. Like,
they got me in some way.
All the music that they use is very, like, you can tell that inspired, like, My Chemical Romance. The songs, like, Phantom of the Opera, and then that song, Istanbul, that they play. Like, just the random songs they pick in there, you're like, these are kind of like My Chemical Romance-ish thing. If you were to match them together, you know, like, you feel that a little bit.
Yeah, the soundtrack is dope, too, because in season two, I don't remember season one that well.
The soundtrack's great in season one,
season two, there's a lot of cool covers that they do.
Dude, they did season two's more covered. I heard that, too. From someone, that season two has a lot more covers than season one. Season one has more classic songs, and season one, dude, they had the Smash Brothers song in season one.
What?
You don't remember?
Did I miss that,
dude? It was one of the best moments I've seen in the series so far. Where they like, I felt like their family feel, like their brotherly moment when they were all getting away from the agents.
Uh huh.
And then they were me and you.
That one. Okay. I thought there was an actual Smash Brothers song or something, like the theme intro or something like that. I was like, what?
No, I meant by the Turtles, Happy Together. That's what I really mean. Okay, it's from that Smash Brothers commercial. Yeah, because I always think about that when I think about Smash Brothers.
There was like, 64 commercial.
And then they just like knock each other the fuck out. Yeah, like,
doesn't Yoshi turn around, or Mario turn around and like trips Yoshi or some shit?
Yeah.
And y'all just fucking wailing at each other.
I never forget me and my brother first saw that commercial. We're like, what the fuck? Like a new Nintendo game? Because we saw them all laughing. And we're like, what the fuck? It's like Mario Party or something?
Yeah.
And like, no, anybody turn around and sock the other one. And we're like, what? Super Smash Brothers. And we're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I remember just, like, that commercial. Every time it came on, I was like, everyone, shut up. Watch this shit. This shit's fucking funny. Yeah.
that was like 1990 or something?
Yeah.
You guys still remember it? It's insane.
Dude, that was a great commercial.
I remembered it. Oh, yeah. I get it.
You're
older, Will, but you're not that much older. Come on.
You gonna take that, man? Umbrella Academy, yeah, really good. I like that a lot. I've also been... what was the other thing I've been checking out? Oh, yeah, I've been reading... I read X-Men Endangered Species. That comic was really fucking good. It was after, I think I talked about it a little bit last week, but I finished it now. Wanda Maximoff had just, like... said no more mutants, and there's only 200 mutants left.
Yep.
And the story picks up where the first mutant after that dies, so there's 199 of them left. And it really, like, hits everybody hard, because, like, damn, that's fucking... And it was a kid. So they're like, fuck, like, our potential's, like, fucking dwindling more and more every day. And the whole book, it starts off about the X-Men, and then it ends up becoming about Beast trying to find out how to fix this and save the mutant species and shit.
That's a lot of pressure for Beast.
Yeah, and he doesn't have to take it on. He chooses to do this, like, but for himself. Like, everyone's like, dude, this is too big of a thing for you to handle yourself. But he's like, no, I'm gonna fix it, and blah, blah, blah. It's crazy. It's a really good story. I read that. Otherwise, I think those are the major things I've been checking out. Did I see anything else new? I've been showing my girlfriend Eureka 7. She's loving that so far. Yeah, I think that's the main parts of my focus week.
Soul Calibur.
Soul Calibur. that's nothing. No, I'm just playing. Yeah, no, I've been playing. Yeah, I've been playing some Splatoon. Been playing a lot of Salmon Run, actually, because I've been realizing
Trunks.
No, not just that, dude. I've been noticing that when you play Salmon Run and you learn how to beat those fucking monsters, that's how you beat the supers.
True.
You know what I mean?
Because they all use supers. That is true.
And so, the snake is the hammer super. Mm-hmm. You know, it comes at you in a fucking path. He'll never catch up to you. You're always going to be faster than him, as long as you don't try to do any turns or anything. If you go straight,
he'll
never fucking get you. And so, all you got to do is go straight for a while, go all the way around, and start shooting at him from behind, just like the snake.
Mm.
And you got him, and he'll die.
So, Sandman's teaching us how to...
They're trying to, if you'll pay attention. The missiles, you know, those fucking annoying ass missiles, they give you impossible odds where like multiple of those salmon things are targeting you with the missiles.
Yeah.
And if you're smart, you wait right there for 1 second, no matter how many fucking salmonoids are coming at you, you gotta wait there, and then you fucking go at the last second, and they don't track you that way.
Yeah.
And that's what you gotta do in the real battle too.
Yep.
Sometimes if you have invisible squid, just fucking chill there, bro. Wait for a second. Don't do anything irrational. And then as soon as they're about to hit, fucking shoot your gun and fucking take off. And they'll never hit you. It's like, I realize Salmon Run's really training you for the real game. And it's even more annoying Salmon Run. Because Salmon Run has all that shit coming at you all the time. So when you don't have that happening, all of a sudden you think about it like that, and you're playing the real game, you're like, this is hard because I'm playing real people. But it's not as bad as having waves of shit coming at me from every direction. So I can do this.
Fucking like six characters shooting shit at you all at once.
Yeah.
Where all you got to worry about is four on the other team.
Yeah, exactly. And you can see what most of them are doing. So you're like, okay, cool. So I'm like, I've been playing more Salmon Run and kind of like realizing that, and it's been making my main game a little bit better. So I'm like,
that's tough.
And then you get chunks, that, as AJ said, then you get chunks while that's happening
chunks
too.
Chunks of some cool items or at least coins.
I never put that in together. I never realized that the Salmonoids are just the specials.
Yeah, and I didn't either until then.
I knew there were the specials, but I didn't realize to what degree. Like, I knew a lot of them just use the same specials we see all the time. But the snake being the hammer thing, I never thought that's what it was. Like,
yeah, because you can shoot them from behind.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Or the cart thing. What's that cart thing then?
You know, that's a good question.
I was going to say the ball.
Yeah.
But the ball, that one, you got to wait for him to. Like, you can't really shoot
him
from behind.
Oh, you can't do anything about that. Yeah. The ball's an anomaly. I don't know what to do. When I was reading about, I've been learning about what throw blasters do against the ball. They're like, run.
Yeah.
Run. They're like, you can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Like,
he'll explode eventually.
Your weapon's not suited for the range of it. It's going to fucking get you if you try to do anything.
Yeah.
Or try to camp and wait for it to blow. Like, your weapon range won't hit them. Because blaster's short range, you know?
You can shoot him out of it, but it takes forever to do. And he's
probably, shoot him out of it?
Yeah.
I've been shot out of it before, but it takes a bit.
Yeah, it takes a long time. Like, you're probably quicker to explode yourself rather than to die from someone shooting you. Unless there's like three or four people shooting you at the same time, then maybe you'll go down. Yeah, yeah, but no, but I've seen it happen before though.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, so yeah, I've been learning a little bit about that and just kind of trying to pay attention to those things in Splatoon now. But yeah, and then that's it. Just trying to raise my my rankings in the games, because it's hard. I'm an A rank for one of them, but the other two I can't get to A rank in. Mm. So I'm trying to raise my level for it. Or the other three, right? It's four games now,
four
right?
Now,
yeah. Yeah, fuck fourth
it.
One.
Yeah, it's four games
Clamblitz,
now.
Clamblitz, Flat Zones, and so on.
Yeah, and so on, so on. But yeah, so that's my focus week. AJ, what you got?
All right, I got Chosen. You know, Soul Calibur, the usual. I tried messing with Setsuka a little bit. I think I talked about last week, so never mind. Did I talk about it last week? Yeah, I think I did, so never mind. I finished reading Usagi.
Damn, you finished already?
Just the four I had.
Oh, okay.
So he got
four issues of the Usagi Yojimbo combo.
I love the covers.
Yeah, so I got four of these, and I read them all already. Pretty cool. So if you want a good, like, just quick story, like where he came from, these four first issues kind of tell you all that.
That's cool.
Which is cool. And then, yeah, I'll go pick up more whenever I have the chance. But these were dope. And these are from based off the original, too. So it was the Color Classic. They colored them in and all that.
Right.
What else did I do? More Animal Crossing. Start watching Umbrella Academy and finish it, actually, like in one day.
Season two.
Awesome. Yeah, it was a good time. Definitely just more time loop stuff and all that. So.
Jesus, more?
Yeah. So it's crazy. Also started watching Transformers.
Oh, how is it?
The War on Cybertron. It's pretty good, but they're fucking short episodes.
Wait, 20 minutes?
It goes, like 20-something minutes each.
Castlevania. That's the same feel.
And then the first season is only, what, like six episodes? Yeah. So,
six?
And right when I noticed that, I'm like, I'm going to stop watching it right now just because I don't want to kill it all like in one day. So I got
you
two more episodes
left. You
know, you
can kill it in like half your night
right there. Yeah, easily, for sure.
It's like a two-hour movie, maybe.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty much what it is. But it's pretty interesting. I've never really watched a whole like series of Transformers before. Like, I'll see a random episode here and there, and that's about it. But so this is my first time actually watching and following an actual story. Seems pretty cool. Have you checked it out, Will? Have you finished it already?
Yeah, I finished it already.
What'd you think of it?
Of course you did. He's like, yeah.
I was waiting. I was watching the news every day, waiting for that thing to come. And then they said they were going to delay it because they want it to release in every language at the same time. And I was like, you motherfuckers. And then they finally came out, and I watched it day one. But then I did what you did. I was like, I don't want to watch it all at once.
Yeah.
So I split it in 3 days. Two.
That's kind of what I'm doing right now.
I was watching it with Lily. But
did she like it?
So then I watched the last two without her. And she's like, you watched it without me? I'm like, you weren't even paying
you
attention.
You like it. Like,
yeah, this is her when we were watching Transformers. Yeah, I'm watching. It's like, really? I liked it a lot. I did have some problems with it, obviously.
Without spoiler, what's some...
Yeah, I was going to ask.
Like, tell us some non-spoiler.
Non-spoiler. These are the things I didn't like about it. Not spoilers. Too short.
Yeah.
I don't like some of the voice acting. It's very stale.
How do you feel about Optimus?
Horrible.
Oh, my God.
He sounds like a robot.
Well,
he's a... Jesus! Wow, we might have to save that clip. I can't believe you just said that right now.
I mean, there's no emotion behind what he says. Megatron is a more sympathetic and more believable character. Optimus is
Fuck. Megatron's more sympathetic.
I was actually feeling bad for him at some points. He was hesitating to do like really evil things. He's like, mass genocide. He's like, no, I don't know about that.
Optimus is like, fuck him. Let's kill all
the kids. Optimus is pretty fucking dirty in this one.
Yeah, he seems to be, actually. He seems nice, like he just wants to get his shit done. Like, I need to do this. Mm-hmm. And like,
I mean, he's a soldier. He's a fucking...
Yeah, that too, though.
He was leaning towards some evil shit, and Megatron called him out on it, too.
What?
He was like, you're doing some shit worse than me.
Okay, okay, you're saying too much, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Remember.
So the voice, some of the voice acting, especially Optimus, and how short the episodes were.
That's it. So you liked it, then?
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, okay, that's some, like, that's all good.
What I liked about it is people died. Not like in G1, like, where they're robots with this, you know, advanced targeting system, but they can't fucking hit shit.
Yeah, nobody ever hits each other. No. That's the thing, that's the problem with the old school Transformers. Like, nobody ever dies. They have so many battles with the Decepticons.
They never... Like, dude, once in a while, they hit, like, a shoulder, and they're like, ah!
And then like, we gotta retreat.
Yeah exactly.
it's getting real, let's get the fuck out. It's funny, nothing ever happens in the cartoon, but then the movie happened, and suddenly they all start just dying, like...
Started with jazz.
It was terrible.
Always starts with jazz.
And Ironhide just right in the face when he's on the ground.
Oh, I know.
Oh, that was nasty. It was shocking because people in the first like 5 minutes are dying.
Yeah, that's right. Anyways, right. So sounds good. That's pretty much all for me. We can kick it off.
You didn't read any comics?
Usagi is about it. Oh, actually, Will's let me borrow Kenshin. And also I got the OVAs too. Actually, I'm finished the OVAs, Will.
Oh, sweet.
I already...
you have the OVAs?
Yeah.
Well, now I have the OVAs.
Let me know what you think of. Did you? I got when OVAs. You watch them, let me know if you prefer the...
I only took the director's cut. I only took it because he said, yeah, I didn't take the original cut.
What?
Yeah. I mean, I might as well just get the thing that has more shit in it, right?
Yeah, it's got a couple more scenes in it, but I'm telling you, this is the better version.
He told you that and you still did it?
I'd rather have the more scenes.
Okay, the good thing about the director's cut, Saito's in it. Saito's not in the original cut.
All right, that's why I took the director's cut.
And then the wedding is in this fucking...
That's why I took the director's cut.
I'm telling you, the music placement just really makes the movie.
That's okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, let me borrow this.
Yeah, watch it.
But you're not getting all the scenes, T.
You're missing
director
a couple.
Cuts.
These are all the scenes. This is extra.
It's added. I'm telling you, this is the better version. Better than the director's
cut. You heard it here first.
Keep it here, then. I'll go ahead and copy it, and I'll...
He's gonna put it in quotes. He's gonna put it in quotes on his file, though. And then, better version. I already know you're.
And then I went ahead and took. I don't have season one. Like I have half of season one, and that's it. So I have to borrow this again, so I can start actually have a.
Damn, you
legit,
got the whole fucking catalog.
Yeah, the all the real shit, because I have season two over there.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I had a question about Usagi, though.
Yeah.
It's a re-release of the original Usagi, right?
That's what it seems to be. Yep.
And when the original Usagi came out in like 1990.
Like, no, 80-something, 86,
87? I believe to colorless art, right?
Yeah, yeah, just like Ninja Turtles. Original. Yeah. So back then, comics were like $1.99, right?
Back then, probably like 10 cents, I don't know.
Back then, they didn't want me, now like they all love me, you know?
I'm just saying, so you're paying $4 for something that
inflation.
There was no work put into, just color?
Yeah, it says 86 down here in the bottom, 86. So 86.
So, yeah, signed. It was probably like $1 back then, and they're charging you $3. Yeah.
Jesus, why would you look at it like that? There's nothing you can do.
It's frustrating.
It's in color now, though.
So you think about it that way, so you can be frustrated?
It's in color.
That's going to make you mad.
That's how I think.
It wasn't a color originally. Now it is.
It was like, we'll release some shit we released before, and we'll charge them $3 extra.
Well, you know that's what it color. Is. You know that's what it is.
Yeah, it's fucking monsters.
It's true. I'm not going to argue that.
I just wanted to touch on this real quick, and then I'll tell you about my week.
Yeah.
The whole snap with...
Thanos?
Wanda.
Oh.
Wanda's snap.
Oh, yeah.
When she had no more mutants. Mm-hmm. That had more repercussions than just the mutant extinction storyline, too.
What else did it have? I don't remember.
It brought Onslaught back.
Shut the fuck up.
Swear.
That shit brought Onslaught back?
It brought Onslaught back.
Why wasn't this a problem?
It was. It was a 4-issue limited series.
That's not a problem.
Yeah, it was.
4-issue limited series is not a problem. Like you have some villains affecting multiple fucking series and shit for a year at a time.
No, I'm sorry. It was 5 issues. It's a problem.
My bad. Yeah, okay, reverse everything I said.
So it's starting to be a problem now.
And there was some. I think there was like one other thing, but I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't even know they brought Onslaught back. And you know, it's funny. There was a really good story in the New Avengers where, at that time, the one by Brian Michael Bendis, where the Avengers were intercepting this giant fucking massive energy, this monster, right? Mm-hmm. And he just fucking murdered all of Alpha Flight. and he's just tearing his way through the countryside, right? Oh, shit. And so the Avengers had to stop him, and you know, Miss Marvel, now known as Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers, right? Mm-hmm. She can absorb energy, so she went to go absorb that thing's energy and felt that she felt all these horrible fucking emotions and people's feelings and shit. Turned out that fucker was the mass of all the mutant powers that Wanda got rid of.
Holy shit.
Yeah, he was just fucking shit up and destroying shit, dude. He was all... Because someone kept saying, too... I remember when House of M was over, someone said, all that power has to go somewhere.
And it was...
It was that, in New Avengers. New Avengers, that run was so fucking good, dude.
That's gross.
Oh, yeah, pretty crazy shit. That's pretty cool. All right, well... So my Wags, Unfocus Week, please.
It wasn't that exciting. I had this school project I had to work on. It was like a stupid video on... It's an educational video for children on how to make a quick and nutritious breakfast.
Okay. Nothing stupid about that. It's important to know how to make a quick and nutritious breakfast, fool. you down talking breakfast? The most important meal of the day?
I'm saying it's just, it was a dumb video.
Okay.
For school. Anyways, I was working with Anthony. He was helping me edit it. Or he was actually editing it for me.
All right. Well, did you play any games? Or?
I tried to squeeze in some games. I played a little bit of Dead by Daylight, which is what I'm really stuck on right now.
Nice.
I got back into it. And then we're almost done with Bleach. Me and the League.
I subscribed.
Oh, shit.
You subscribed?
Yeah.
If you're not subscribed to yourself?
Well, no, I have to do it this month. So every month I got to resubscribe.
I see. And pay $5?
Actually, I'm not paying for it.
Jesus, here we go.
Paying for Prime, so.
Here we go. Jeez. What were you saying again?
me and Lily are almost done watching Bleach. This is my,
Bleach.
Like, I think, third time watching it completely through.
Yeah.
Since the new season's coming out next year.
And how do you feel about it, watching it again?
Fuck, it was so hard to get through the Arrancar arc. Man. It was so, like,
Wait, the Arrancar arc or the other arc?
The Fullbring arc?
The Fullbring arc, yeah.
That went by a lot quicker, because there was not as many.
It's like 12 episodes or something.
Yeah, it's super short. Plus, there's no, you know, 5 minutes of flashback.
Yeah.
It got really bad at one point. I think it was like during the Arrancar, there was like 8 minutes of like, hey, what's happened? This is what happened last episode. Dude,
they were stalling because they were catching up to the manga. You know, the problem with at least the main big three at the time, you know, Naruto, One Piece, Bleach, they're always catching up to themselves, you know? The animes are too ambitious.
They are. Oh, so bad. It's like, do you deal with Naruto's like flashback in a flashback or do you have Bleach's 8 minute recaps? Like, both of them had their negatives. Bleach didn't have too many flashbacks.
Recaps were bad. I forgot about those. Like, dude, so AJ, Bleach is 20 minutes long, right?
Yeah.
So you get a basic recap for like 1 minute, right? 30 seconds, 1 minute, right? That's what happens. And then they give you this whole fucking spiel about, okay, this is where everyone is in the fucking castle. This is what's going on. Blah, blah. Here's who just fought. Blah, 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 blah. We're like, why are we seeing all this again? Like, we just saw the last episode.
How was that explained? Like, re-showing all the clips from the last episode?
Yes.
Yeah, I fucking
shit. And other episodes, you know, like, compiling them together.
So you're seeing 8 minutes of last episode,
mm-hmm.
and then you're seeing, after that, like, maybe 10 minutes of new footage,
mm-hmm.
but then 8 of those minutes, they show it in the next episode.
So it's really like you're not really getting much of anything.
So then you can skip every episode then.
After a while, I started skipping every 8 minute intro and just like, because there's a little part where we'll stop and say Bleach. And before that used to be at the halfway mark, they moved it up. And so I was like, okay, I'm just going to start watching from this little Bleach moment mm-hmm. here. And it usually worked out. And I was like, okay.
It's perfect.
Every now and then they'd throw some shit before just to fuck with you, I feel like. But usually it would work.
I literally saw Rukia.
Die like
getting
three
stabbed
times.
By the Kiba Arrancar like 4 times because they cut away from that and then you don't see that for like 10-12 episodes and then they come back to it and they show it again. I'm like, I saw this like 3 times and like once in the episode, twice in a recap, and now you're showing it to me again.
No, oh, okay,
in another right, recap. Like, that's fuck, you're kidding.
Bleach sucks, man. So,
yeah, but yeah, the Fullbring arc, the least favorite.
Yeah, bro, it's bad, man. It just doesn't go. It's like, why is this happening? You're just like, that's the whole time. You're like, why is this happening?
You know, it surprised her too. She didn't see it coming. I knew. I was like, Ginjo's evil from the start. He's fucking with Ichigo. She was surprised. She was like, wow, that was really well written. I was like, you kidding me? What?
She said, it's so obvious he's fucking with him.
It's so obvious.
Like, he comes in and he even says like snide remarks. Like, dude, he's fucking with him for sure.
For sure. And she's like, she liked this arc because there's a lot more story. And a lot less action. And I was like, I can kind of see her point because the last like 2 arcs was just straight action with no story. and you get so burnt out.
Well, I don't know, brother. There's one of the best plot twists I ever seen in anything was that.
Eisen?
No, that was bad, though. Well, I meant that was pretty bad. No, I meant when he fucking trapped all the captains there.
Oh.
And Ichigo, and he was like, that was the plan the whole time. He's like, I never planned to fucking fight all of you. That would be stupid. And you're like, oh, yeah, because that would be stupid. You're like, oh, yeah, that's true. Okay. Good point, Aizen, yeah.
What the fuck? Every time I put it back up, it's like...
It's fucking with you?
It is fucking with you. It all works. All right, no. It is not showing up on...
But yeah, she liked the Fullbring arc. And then she hated Chad. She absolutely hated Chad.
Like, why would you like Chad? They don't give him any time. They don't give him any time. Like, you know, you kind of see how he was pretty active in the second season?
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't do shit after the second season. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
And she predicted it too. She's like, when they broke into Hyakumundo, she said, he's probably going to fight once and then he's going to lose after that. And fucking called it. Fought Gatam Bin or whatever his name was. And then next did that cool, like, El Muerte attack.
And just and the then, skull, let the skull crack on the wall. Yep. That was pretty cool.
And he fight Noitara for like a second and just down the rest of the season. She called it. They even like, you forget about him that he's even in Hyakumundo for a while.
Noitara. Like
20 episodes later and they go back to him. He's still passed out of the ground.
Yeah, dude, that was...
Oh, my bad.
They burned all the side characters, you know?
They did. Oh, they did them so wrong. They could have done so much better.
No, we can't hear that.
And then besides that, so Bleach, Dead by Daylight, schoolwork, and... Ooh, my birthday just passed. I got a bunch of dope gifts. I got a brand new board game.
All right,
Evil 2. I should have brought it. Oh, I should have brought it. I got the Evil Dead 2 board game, and it's really fun.
Evil Dead 2?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That's your shit.
Fucking love it. And then I also got that puppet for my birthday.
Oh, that's a new puppet.
It's brand new.
Oh, that you had it for a while.
No, I just released it.
Is it like a Conqueror puppet?
No, you didn't see it when I brought it in?
No.
Fucking giant.
Yeah. rattling.
Sitting here using my chakra to make it get me a beer or something.
That'd be cool.
And then that's basically it. For my birthday, she took me to Frankincense. Cause,
oh, cool.
I mean, for you, you get to go like once a week. For me, it's only a special
occasion. I don't get to go once a week.
It feels
I mean, I probably could if I wanted to.
But she hates going, so she only takes me on like very special occasions.
I don't want to go because I know I'm going to find something.
I want you to go so I can give you money because I have a list of things.
Oh, yeah, I'll take your money just to go. I'm down.
Thanks for the guess, Will. All right, guys.
That's my week.
Don't forget, we're also twitch.tv/collision28. We're live every Wednesday, 6:30 to 7. We start around that time.
Catch the shows on, what is it? On youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast.
Yeah, like, comment, subscribe. We're always there.
And on collision28.com, you can find different ways to subscribe to the podcast and stuff like that there, too. Twitter, @unfocus28, and Instagram, @unfocuspodcast.
Or email us at, unfocuspodcast@yahoo.com. If you have any questions for us, any things you want us to talk about, or anything you want to correct us on, maybe we talked about in the previous weeks.
Yeah, and then Cuckoo's saying that he's surprised that Frankensons is still open right now.
Oh, the line is crazy long.
You had a line?
Yeah, because they probably still have the minimum.
Yeah. One of the first times I went there, it was a long-ass line that wrapped almost around the building, like just around the corner. And it wasn't that long of a line. It was like maybe 20, 30 minutes to get in. Second time I went, though, fucking no line. It wasn't crowded in there either.
Oh, wow. No line? You just walked in?
Yeah, I just walked in.
Nice.
Yeah, I was like kind of worried, too. I'm like, fuck, is it closed today? Like, there's no line out here. And we walk up to it, and the guy's like, oh, hey, this way. I was like, oh, okay, cool. But yeah, they're still kind of like counting people and stuff like that. So they're trying to keep a minimum amount of people inside the store and all that. But yeah, it's just like the store.
Unfocus.
All right. Okay.
Let's get into the news.
So we don't hear it, but I'm pretty sure it's playing.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, stop it. You're throwing me off a little. I'm trying to think about when it's going to be over.
Well, let's get it, Crunk. All right,
okay,
we're back.
Okay, so you want to kick us off, or should I, AJ?
Go ahead while I'm trying to do one last thing with this camera.
Okay, so did you guys see the trailer? Which I didn't even know there was a trailer until I read this article today. But did you see the trailer for the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reboot?
No, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, that's a thing, bro. Gosh. And Will Smith's going to be in it. It's going to be on Peacock's, streaming service whenever they do it.
Is he going to be Uncle Phil?
That'd be funny. Will Smith is Uncle Phil. I could see that happen.
Yeah, that'd be a nice twist.
Yeah, that'd be pretty dope. They did say one of the guys from the original one is going to be co-writing. Morgan Cooper, I guess. He'll be co-writing for this series. So. It's gonna be on the Peacock, HBO Max as well. But we don't know what else it'll be on. So no one knows when this is gonna happen. But it's pretty interesting that Will Smith is attached to it and that they're gonna do it over. A lot of people on the internet are not happy about it. But
what? Why?
I think they don't want to see it again. They just want to see the old one. You know,
some people. The old one's so good.
It is really good. Some people are scared to take a chance with their old shit now and like with reboots.
That makes sense. Sometimes it's just good the way it is.
Yeah. Is there any reboots that you absolutely loved and reboots that you absolutely hated, Will?
Ones that I absolutely loved, ones that I absolutely hated.
One that did it justice and one that, like, fucked it up.
Reboots. You know what? The Evil Dead reboot by, what was that director's name? Fede Alvarez. He did a great job.
Is that one the one with the female?
The female Ash?
Yeah, dude, I like that one a lot. Good reboot, I'm so sad they're not touching that again. That was so good.
I was really expecting a sequel. I was really excited to see. There was rumors that it'd be her meeting Ash. I was like, oh, that's a great idea.
Dude.
But that never happened.
Her meeting Ash would be fucking cool.
Yeah, that was
imagine they both look at each other and they say groovy at the same time. Like, that would have been so dope.
That's like the dream of so many people right there. But it didn't happen. I don't know why. One that really failed, probably.
In your eyes, you know.
In my eyes.
And you're just like, nah.
Yeah, not in actuality.
It's a reboot, not sequel.
Reboots that failed. Come back to me. I got to think about this one.
No problem. But,
Tai Chi. Oh, first of all, Tai Chi in chat says, where's Wags with Soul Calibur? It's Steven, by the way.
I get so frustrated playing that game. You know what I'm saying? I get so mad.
Also, he said people on the internet just want to complain about, like, you know, the Fresh Prince stuff and all that. New Fresh Prince looks good, says Cuckoos.
People just like to complain.
We should watch the trailer later after the episode just to see what we think about it.
Speaking of the word good, when I was loading in Kenshin, the seasons from the DVDs, when I put the DVD in, usually you get, like, the title, the DVD, and the computer and all that.
Yeah.
Tell me why I said God, disc one, and then God, disc two. Like, G-O-D, in all caps.
What is that about?
I couldn't figure out, like, what is that an acronym for? And I couldn't figure out anything. Why the disc called God?
That's really weird.
Pay attention to Rurouni Kenshin wrote a series.
Anyways.
Oh, someone sent a link about Army of Darkness and Evil Dead 4. What?
Sam Raimi's next project is Army of Darkness 2, not Evil Dead 4.
Oh. Wait.
They are discussing another Evil Dead.
Like another reboot?
Another reboot.
No, why?
I'm down.
You're down? Okay.
But Bruce Campbell has come out and said he's not going to be in it.
Yeah, he's been saying he's trying to slowly get himself away from Evil Dead.
I don't know. He still he doesn't mind being a producer, but he doesn't want to be
Ash. He doesn't want to be Ash anymore. He's getting old. I can
respect that. I mean, 60, I wouldn't want to be the same guy.
Yeah, man.
Playing the same character.
Yeah, I can understand that. But yeah, that's pretty interesting. So speaking of reboots, AJ, should we just go ahead and put it on the table right now?
You want to talk about it now?
I don't want to talk about it at all, but I feel like we should just talk about it.
Go ahead.
So, Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Oh, I heard.
Oh, man. I heard. Oh. So, it's funny. So, despite all of our dismay, guys, nobody should freak out over this news if it is news to you. But Avatar, The Last Airbender... the creators of the series just left the project. This is kind of sad and kind of scary because it harkens back to the Avatar movie,
mm-hmm.
where in that scenario they were kicked out though rather than leaving.
Yeah, they kind of were.
It's a little different, but still the fact that they are choosing not to be involved with it anymore is like, what did they do? Like, what did they do? Or maybe not even what did they do. What are they choosing not to adhere to that they want them to do? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm scared of, too. You know, like...
There is no Avatar movie in Boston, saying it to you.
He's it wrong.
But yeah, Mike DiMartino and Brian Kinoti... I don't even want to say his last name. But Brike. Together, they are Brike. These are the creators of Avatar. And yeah, they were brought on board to do this Netflix series, a live action of Avatar. And they actually left 2 months ago, in June.
In June?
They've been gone for a while.
Oh, Konnichiwa, that's how you say it. Thank you.
Okay. You know what? You just can't say anything about not being part of it too early, because you know you probably get sued.
We're chilling, oh, Jordan.
You know what I mean? Because they knew that that would have tanked the fucking project before, like, because everyone's been pretty hyped about it up until now.
Yeah,
so and that would have tanked the project if they knew in June that, like, oh, they're not involved anymore, you know?
And an animated series just coming on, like, what, like a month ago, too? So they probably didn't want to kill the hype of that either.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, I didn't think about that.
Which either. Is supposed to be more hype to for the live action in a way. But yeah, they've been gone since June. But they've been working on this since 2018, so it's been 2 years, and they also said in their like goodbye letters that they personally hired the people that are going to be running it from now on. So everyone that's left behind are people they handpicked themselves.
You see, like, that's all fun. Hi, Jordy McCoy, thanks for joining us, whoever you are. We appreciate you checking out the podcast. I don't know, like, if that makes me happy, the fact that they hired, like, that's cool that they hired them.
Yeah, so hopefully they can still carry on. Some other things that were said too by them, first off, I think it was Mike that said in his letter was, it was necessary for him, to kind of leave for his happiness and creative integrity. And also said, whatever version ends up on screen would not be the one he intended to make.
I don't want to watch
that's
it anymore.
That's not good. I know. I don't like the way good. That sounds either. Yeah.
That's and not a good look.
Netflix
dude.
Hasn't made any my comment at all.
What are they going to say? But there's nothing they can say except Avatar's coming out next year. That's all they can say.
I think it was Brian that also said something about Netflix, saying Netflix said that it was committed to honoring our vision.
They did say that. That was one of the things
retelling, I yeah, for the retelling and supporting us on the creative on creating the series, and they expressed how excited they were for the opportunity to all that. Right, unfortunately, the things did not go as we had hoped. They said, which is,
they didn't honor
what happened. Yeah, exactly. And yeah, they pretty much both left because of creative differences.
Jesus, man,
that's bad news, man.
Yeah, that sounds bad. Can just hope that it's gonna be good in some way.
I mean, it might be okay. You never know. What I'm really afraid of is it's good for the first, like, 10 episodes, and then the last, like, 3 or 4 episodes are just fucking tanks. And you're just like, what? Because that happens sometimes, you know? Like, the part of the series is, like, Heroes. It happened to Heroes, you know? Like, most of the series of the first season is fucking amazing. And then the last 2 episodes, it just starts fucking tanking. And then you're just like, I don't know how they fucked this up. They set themselves up for everything. Like,
oh, the seasons are so good till the end, and they just they always drop the ball at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, I got my reboot. Heroes Reborn. It's garbage.
Speaking of Heroes.
That gave it to you. Huh? Like, thanks,
I was so excited for that series, and then that season was so bad.
Tai Chi in chat says about the Avatar, I hope it doesn't mean they're whitewashing it again, which is, whitewash was a thing in the movie as well.
That's I don't think that's what it is. I feel like we're getting some gender swaps, bro. I do think that will be a thing, which he also mentioned.
Yeah, Cuckoo says that. He says, I guarantee because Netflix is involved, there will be gender swapping and adding more inclusive characters. And that he also said that Netflix doesn't whitewash, which I guess so, yeah.
I feel like Zuko is going to be a girl.
I was thinking Auntie
Iroh. No, that would be stupid.
Auntie Pie?
Auntie Iroh.
Oh, that would suck.
That might work. I don't know. But yeah, like, I wonder what was so big that made the creators be like, this is not what we want. And like, and Netflix wouldn't budge on it, you know? Like,
what was it?
I heard someone mention, one of the articles I read, mentioned, it's like, what if they try to push Zuko and Katara as a love triangle?
You know what?
Even though it was never an actual thing, but they really wanted to push that type of love story in it in some way.
You know what? I could definitely see that being a thing. And they're like, oh, yeah, you know what? Because that wouldn't make me mad, but I'd definitely be like, we don't need this. Mm. And they were probably, AJ, you might be onto something. Cause I can imagine.
That's not what I said. It was just something I read from someone else.
They might be onto something, because I could see them being like, that being there, and the creator's like, well, no, that's not really in the characters. And he's like, and they're like, no, but people have an issue about, like, this will create buzz, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, story doesn't need that, you know? And they're like, well, we're doing it. Well, we're out.
I hope not. Damn.
Tai Chi says maybe Toph is the big male buff Toph character from the play. I'd actually be okay with that. That'd be hilarious.
No, that kind of takes away from it too, though, because Toph is a small.
No, I'm just joking,
girl.
I'm not okay with that.
Imagine, like, the same thing that happened. It's like, oh, maybe they watched the play. Like, oh, this is what Avatar is supposed to be.
And Toph is like, wow, that would be horrible if that happened. Toph is like, wow, they really captured my essence properly. Yeah. I was like, she was proud of it.
Damn, but yeah, I guess all we can do now is just wait for it to come out and see, like, what's wrong with it, but it'll suck for it to be another downfall of a live action Avatar.
All right, now see, this is where words like curse start getting thrown around. You know what I mean? Like, all right, AJ, you want?
How about some happy news?
I don't know if I got any happy news. Let's see. What do I got? Twitch Prime. So Twitch Prime actually is now becoming Prime Gaming. So if you sign up for Amazon Prime, you get this Twitch Prime thing for free, which includes you through Twitch, because Twitch is owned by Amazon, by the way, guys. It allows you to, number one, subscribe to any one channel you want for free, pretty much, because you're already paying for the Prime service. So you don't got to dish out, you know, the $5 or $7, wherever it is, how much it costs to subscribe to a channel. By the way, subscribe to Collision 28. Use your Prime account
while you're at it.
But yeah, nothing's changing. You can also get to like free games. They offer games on here too. I never go and check them out because it's never shit that I'm that interested in checking out. But they offer free games and free like in-game content too through all this. And then yeah, they're just changing it to Prime Gaming now. They're not changing anything. They said actually in a statement, not a lot will be changing for old members. For new members, it will be easier to access everything. The main thing going forward that will change is the amount of content that we will offer through the program. So apparently, they're gonna push out more free shit, more loot, and all that.
It's just like HBO Now versus HBO Max.
Yeah,
it's not different for older users. You're just getting more shit.
I guess so. Yeah. So, yeah, I that's all it is. I wonder if they're going to push more of their own, because I know they have a gaming company they're working on right now and going to put out their own original game. So I wonder if they're trying to introduce this all under one thing. So it's like those gaming or those games they come up with under Twitch. It could be under its Amazon gaming thing. Just all the gaming shit under one umbrella. So maybe that's what they're going for. Tai Chi's asking, so if you have Amazon Prime, I can subscribe to you guys? Yes, you can.
Yes, sir, you can.
Yeah, you got to link your Twitch account to your Amazon Prime. And then you're allowed one free one subscription to any channel you want.
And, make it us.
No. And Amazon Prime does say you do need to subscribe to Collision 28 only for it to work.
Yep. Okay. It's felt like one long commercial.
It was a good one, though. Anyway.
Do you have all Amazon right. Prime? Do any of you have Amazon Prime?
No, I don't even have Amazon.
No?
I have Amazon Prime.
Yeah. We should fucking log your shit in so we can
do that. Show me how to do it after
this. I don't know. I don't remember how you did it either, but we'll figure it out someday. Do you have a Twitch account?
Yeah, I do.
I have a Justin.TV account.
Oh, man. I wonder if you can recover that still.
You think I got grandfathered in?
You had to specifically go and log in with your JTV account.
You know what? I think you made me do it. I feel like you made me do it one time. I feel like you told me, like, yo, just go to your...
I know I did it for Collision 28, Unfocus Live.
Oh, no.
I did it for all those, and my own personal, of course, too.
Maybe not.
But, you know, or just make a new account, I don't know. But as long as you have a Twitch account, then you can link it to your Amazon Prime and get all those benefits and free sub.
Okay. Oh, sorry, man. No worries. All right. My turn for news?
Yeah.
So Blockbuster, still fucking fighting, bro.
There's one left, no? That's what I've heard.
The last Blockbuster.
In Alaska, right?
It's okay. Blockbuster Bend. I think it's called... I think it's in Alaska. Deschutes? Is that Alaska?
I have no clue. Sounds like it.
It does sound like it, doesn't it? That's funny. It does. Well, anyway, there is one last Blockbuster, and this Blockbuster is now becoming an overnight Airbnb.
What the fuck?
What the fuck indeed, right?
So you
go there.
And you go in, you have to walk around the bed to rent a movie.
Was it Oregon?
You don't have to go there to rent it. Like, you just go there. You rent the night there to stay there. It's got all VHSs and and VCRs. And it has popcorn there for you to pull out couch with blanket and stuff. And so, like, you guys can sleep there. And, like, and you can watch all movies while you're just, like, chilling.
They better have, like, a huge screen, like an old, like, CRT.
I think they do.
Big screen TV.
Well, they said the whole thing is going for a 90s throwback vibe, so it might be, actually, something like that.
Like in beanbag chairs and popcorn and, like, in Red Vines.
Yeah. So Red Vines should be there, too. That should be a minimum. But the weird thing about this, it's $4 a night.
$4 a night.
Which is how much it would cost to rent a VHS.
That's a joke. Really?
Oh, man.
Yeah, so that shit's backed up right now. Like, people are all in line to fuck, or like, you know, in an electronic line, but, you know, a line nonetheless.
Yeah.
To spend the night there. And but sadly, it's only open to people who live in the Deschutes County.
Oh,
what the fuck is that?
So apparently, it's because during the pandemic, the people of Deschutes supported Blockbuster.
I
see. Where is and that's Deschutes? Why I survived. Where is this place? You said you knew. That's like half the battle. You know, talk about Deschutes and everything, but where the fuck is it?
Yeah. And you can't be a visitor. You have to fucking be from there.
Damn.
So none start of us moving can do now. It. None of us can do it now at
to
all.
Oregon.
Our kid could do it in the future one day if you go to the shoots and have your kid there.
Oh, that's how you got to do it, huh?
I would imagine. Damn. But yeah, it's their 20th year anniversary, so I guess that's why they're doing that.
That seems pretty new. 20 years?
20 years.
It doesn't seem very long at all.
We're in 2020. No, that it can't be. What do they mean 20th year anniversary? It's our 20th year as Blockbuster.
So we're hoping been open to celebrate since
this year with.
Maybe Deschutes is 20 years old.
I don't know. Maybe just this city. Maybe this branch of Blockbuster has only been around for 20 years.
That's pretty.
Maybe they forgot a zero. Their 200th year.
Fuck. <200. laughs> But yeah. Anyway, that's a. Look out. I mean, if you're from Deschutes, you should definitely get on the list for this shit.
Yeah, if you can tell us where it's at, too.
Give us a little video tour of it and send it to us, please. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
That'd be great. AJ,
that's crazy.
Got a little something for us?
Yeah. I guess this is a follow-up. Last week, we asked ourselves for this whole Disney Plus stuff about Mulan being $30. Like, how does that work? Is it a rental? Like, what's going on? Well, I end up coming across the answer one day.
Oh, you did some follow-up. Okay.
Yeah, so it's going to be a one-time $30 fee. To get early access. That's all it is. It's for early access. Once you pay that $30 and you can watch Mulan whenever you want. But
it's
then
only
eventually
for early access?
And then once it's like just on Disney Plus, like a normal movie would, then everyone will have access. So then your $30, maybe not for nothing because you got early access, but that's all it kind of is for, just for early access. So it's not a rental thing. It's not to own it. Nothing like that. It's just to get early access in a way.
It's perfect for reviewers. Definitely pay the
Well, we're viewers. You should get shit for free, though.
That's true. They bitch about it, and then
So, yeah, but if you have Disney Plus and you want to get early access to Mulan that was supposed to be in theaters, yeah, pay $30 and bam, there you go.
That's more than seeing it in a theater. It's ridiculous. Just wait. Yeah.
But think about it this way, too, though. Like, if you went with a family or something, you'd be spending more than $30 easily. Even if it was just a date, you and one other person, a ticket's like $15 already, right?
Yeah, okay. I see your point, yeah.
So that's and then you get to be in the comfort of your own home. You don't have to spend, you know, $40 for popcorn and one soda, you know?
I never spend. I go on my blanket, sit in my chair, and I relax.
You don't got to waste gas driving to a theater. You don't got to be stuck in a movie theater with other people, like, screaming random shit throughout the movie, you know?
So I have to put on pants when I get up. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you don't have to put on pants. You can be at home without your pants in your own living room.
It is nice to not wear pants.
And all that for $30. But yeah, other than that, it's almost, it doesn't feel like it's worth it, but if you think about it that way, maybe it is. You be the judge.
All right. In other news, R.L. Stine, our old school homeboy from Goosebumps, you know, that's not his only book series that does really well. He also has another one called
Other books.
Yeah, Fear Street. Apparently does really well. People like that one a lot. It's a little bit creepier than Goosebumps, I think.
Whoa.
Well, apparently there's a trilogy of movies that have been in the works by Lee Janiak. I don't know who this guy is.
Okay.
I'll have to look into what other things he's done. The fact, I didn't know that there were three movies under development already, and Netflix has picked it up. So the Fear Street movies from our boy R.L. Stine will be coming to, Netflix first of all things. So, or only, you know, exclusively, I assume, because every time they get something, it's for them only. Right?
They should fix their Avatar problem before they go start buying other IPs and shit, though.
That's not the Netflix way. The Netflix way is to keep buying IPs, regardless as if it works or not.
Right? Don't look back. Just keep going.
Right? Just don't look back.
It's like, all right, we fucked up the Avatar shit, but at least we got fucking Goosebump guy over here.
You know they're just going to cancel it after the first season anyway, Avatar, after
doesn't
work right.
I know.
Even though it's their fault. Yeah.
It's like how they fucked up Arrested Development.
Yeah, I heard.
Maybe.
I never ended up watching that third season.
Don't. No. It's whatever. It's okay.
Have you seen Voltron?
You asked me that yesterday.
Oh, shit. Okay. Never mind.
And the last time I was here.
Well, have you seen it yet?
No.
Oh, okay. Fucking up. It's hard yesterday, man.
Point made. Point made right there. These movies were supposed to be June, July, and August, respectively. Next year, but it might get pushed back a little bit, but they're still set to come out next year. But yeah, keep your eyes out for those. I'm a big fan of his random goofiness sometimes. But you know,
who writes Who writes Animorphs? For some reason, I thought that was R.L. Stine.
No, this came out around the same time.
You don't make that face.
I don't even know who it is. But I know, you know it's not R.L. Stine. No. I know that.
It's not a horror story.
Well, it depends how you look at it, you know? Oh, shit. Tai Chi figured out how to link his Twitch account to his Prime account and subscribe.
Oh, good looking out, Tai Chi.
Oh, shit.
Oh, motivated. One last thing. I guess what the books, Fear Street 1 takes place in 1994. Fear Street 2 takes place in 1978. And Fear Street 3 place in 1666.
Damn.
So I don't know if the movies will be following that order or if they're going to flip the order.
Like start from third book, second book. Oh, that'd be kind of cool if they did like JoJo's Bizarre Adventure where they start far back in time.
Yeah.
And then they work their way up to eventually they're in some weird future.
I have only gotten so far, but I really liked it. That show was dope, dude.
The dub is so over the top. The dub is so bad and ridiculous, but that's...
It's fitting, though, isn't it? Yeah, it's fitting.
It is. I like it.
All right.
I love the top hat guy. He's ridiculous.
Ario Speedwagon?
Yes!
Speedwagon's my favorite character. Speedwagon.
He's just some random thug, but he understands every situation perfectly and explains it to nobody.
And he has blades in his hat. Oh, the blade. He throws bladed hats at
him. He's so ripped, too, for no reason.
No clue what's going on.
Speedwagon. You gotta see JoJo's Bizarre Adventure one day.
It sounds bizarre.
You're not ready. AJ?
All right. Vanilla Ice.
Wow. Yeah, I never thought I'd hear that name so soon.
Right?
So soon?
Yeah.
Last time I heard it was the 90s.
Oh. they're currently working on a biopic for Vanilla Ice.
Well, that might be good.
Yeah, the 1990s rapper, famous for Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go, as far as I know. And he's going to be played by Dave Franco,
a.k.a. Oh my God.
James Franco's younger brother.
Dude, is such a good...
Right? Does it look like it's pretty good?
Oh my God.
Wait, I got mixed emotions from you right now, T.
That's good. It's too perfect. It's going to be pretty good. That's going to be funny as fuck. Oh, man.
I showed Cars this today, too, but she was like, that sounds good, but I don't... he's like, he's short. And Vanilla Ice is like tall. Like, that's not going to work. I was like, they get the camera angles, right?
Yeah, they work. They did it with the Hobbits. I mean, I'm sure they can make it work with...
He's at least as tall as Gandalf.
You're calling Dave Franco a hobbit?
Damn.
I'm just saying they can work movie magic.
But yeah, so look out for that. Probably sometime next year, if anything. I don't remember having a date for this or anything like that. But they've casted. We got that casted already. I think this has been for a month now, actually. But yeah, look out for that.
All right. Other things, so New York Comic Con has been canceled, the physical one, as no one is probably surprised makes total
what?
Sense.
What? Why they canceled this?
Fuck up. It was originally scheduled for October 8th to 11th. However, they also announced some good news.
Hmm.
They will be doing a digital Comic Con from August 13th to 16th.
All right.
So you're going to get it sooner.
How good was that San Diego Comic Con digital event?
And okay. Not good at all, because I barely heard anything about it. Only thing I heard that was even interesting to me was New Mutants. Everything else, I was like, this is kind of stupid.
Which, who knows if that's going to be an actual thing, too. For all we know, they can push that back again, that announcement was for nothing.
I actually have a little bit of news about that, too.
Oh, shit.
Actually, talking about Comic-Con real quick, the one over here, San Diego.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people pissed the fuck off because of all the exclusives, because Comic-Con's known for a lot of exclusive, collectibles.
Yeah.
So, since they, you couldn't go there and pick it up, all those companies ended up putting them online on different websites, their own websites, and having pre-order windows. Like, it'll be out at this time, and then it's this much money, and it was a fucking disaster. Like, every company had the worst. Shit was getting scooped up in half a second.
Yep.
Damn.
And,
there's a lot of
bots.
I was gonna say, there's a lot of bots that exist. Bots. Yeah.
And then shit would go right on eBay 5 minutes later for ridiculous prices.
Damn.
I was one of those pissed off customers. I missed out on the Comic-Con exclusive Ultra Instinct Goku. It was $60 on Bandai. I was there at the exact time it was supposed to be. I stayed up.
You should have checked Namco.
Fuck
Namco. Wait, not Namco, Namdai.
And I
Bandai Namco.
The time hit. I was there. I got it into my shopping cart, and then the site crashed.
Oh,
and then I went back and I kept clicking. Nothing. Damn. And then sold out. Sold out in a minute and a half.
Damn.
Checked eBay, $60. jumped to $150.
What?
Fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And a bunch of other cool pre-orders too. I mean, you couldn't get shit.
Yeah, like Yoshimitsu says, there was what a tragedy.
Fucking terrible.
True.
There was supposed to there was a Transformers crossover with the DeLorean from from Back to the Future. Looks amazing, by the way.
What?
And they only made 1,985 pieces. Because the movie came out in 1985.
Ah, okay. Oh my God. I was trying to put it together too. Like, 1,985.
Why so much? So little. They only made less than 2,000 pieces.
Wow.
And same thing. They put it out on Walmart, sold out. Like, the site crashed. I was there too. I was like, come on, what the fuck? Why is it not working? Gone in like 30 seconds.
That's crazy.
Damn.
$2,000 on eBay. It was $30, jumped to $2,000.
That's fucking wild.
It's disgusting.
That's super fucked up.
So there's a lot of pissed off people. They're like, I can't even get any of this stuff.
Because the only way you would get it otherwise is physically just being there, right?
Physically being there early, waiting in like a 2-hour line, getting your ticket. And
now I gotta learn how to fucking hack the internet just to fucking get that shit.
Yep. Just to get it. Just you gotta be a hacker just to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So, interesting point you made about New Mutants. So apparently, Disney has not pulled their statement about August 28th being the release date in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty insane, because that's 20 days from now.
Yeah.
So it's like,
how's that?
I don't know. But Disney said they're holding. It's New Mutants August 28th. Everyone's you guys are just being stubborn at this point. Like, we know it's cursed and all, but you guys need to accept that too.
It is cursed.
Now, did they ever say theaters everywhere?
No.
Or did they say select theaters? Select. Okay.
Which means...
Not even a theater?
Select theaters.
Just one.
People were expecting more of a Mulan response, but we didn't get that. So I guess we'll just have to see what happens here.
There are a few parts of the world that are like safe to roam around now. Certain countries.
Yeah,
I'm not sure about United States so much. Maybe now, certain states.
U.S. is. I don't know any states that are cool with it.
Man, maybe not. Yeah. So maybe it'll show up in other countries.
That's a good point.
And that's how they stick to that date.
Yeah, that's some wild shit, man. That's some wild shit. But anyway. Yeah, just wanted to
a bit. Callie's curves flying a bit. Just a bit.
I really wanted to watch that horror version. Sad that Disney changed it again.
Horror version of what?
New Mutants?
No, they used the original cut in the end. So it's gonna be as horror as it was supposed to be. That's what the one guy said in the Comic-Con.
It wasn't like the original version not like horror related, and then they changed to be more horror related.
No, it was always gonna be horror. It was always gonna be a horror movie.
Really?
Yeah, the comics never been a horror. I mean, it has horror elements, but the comics never been a horror thing. But ever since it came out, like they've always said it's gonna be a scary movie.
So then, what were the reshoots for?
So they were gonna add a character and I think dampen some of the scary shit.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, and that's what Fox was gonna do. But in the end, Disney said no. We're putting out the original cut, the original version intended by the director. And that's why the director seems to be cool about it, and he was there at Comic-Con and all that. I guess they got an understanding, so.
I feel bad for the guy that got added. He's like, oh, shit, I'm in this movie now.
Yeah, I'm assuming he didn't even get to film it.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm assuming. But
I hope. That's a big slap in the face to have all your scenes filmed and finished and ready to go, and then Disney's like, nah.
And you didn't even think you were going to be in it in the first place. They got your hopes up for nothing.
Yep.
AJ?
Yeah, seriously. Animal Crossing. So some numbers came out from Nintendo. Animal Crossing has sold 22.4 million units. So 22,000 units out there have been sold for this Animal Crossing New Horizons. Where does that stack up compared to all the other games for a Switch? It's number 2.
Oh, wow.
Any guesses what the number 1 game is?
Pokemon.
Nah.
Smash Bros.
Zelda.
Nope.
None of those, huh?
Mario Kart 8 Deluxe with 26.74 million.
Fucking Mario Kart, bro. That shit is unstoppable, bro. You cannot stop Mario Kart, dude. People love that shit.
Don't even like racing games. That's crazy.
I don't even like them, bro.
Number 3
Zelda.
Is Smash.
That makes sense. I agree.
With 19.9 million.
19, that's it?
19 million, where Animal Crossing is at 22 million and Mario Kart is at 26 million. If you want to round out the other ones, I think it was Pokemon's number 4. Yeah, with Sword and Shield at 18 million. And then if you want to know the numbers for Pokemon, that came up too. Gold and Silver has the most. And then Red, Blue, and Green has the second most. And then it's Sword and Shield. So Sword and Shield is actually third place overall with all Pokemon games ever.
Oh, shit.
And then Diamond and Pearl in fourth place.
That's crazy.
Oh, no, no, Diamond Pearl's a good one.
Those are all pretty good. Like gold that. And silver. I'm surprised it's not like heart gold, silver, but that's cool.
I think I had the most fun playing Diamond and Pearl, and it was only because we the same time.
That's the first time they had like the Wi-Fi connection and all that, the wireless shit.
Battle each other, mix Poffins and shit.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was the best
Poffin Pokemon. Was in Diamond Pearl?
Yeah, wasn't it? I'm fairly certain it was in Diamond and Pearl.
I always get that mixed up with the other game where you throw berries in and you got that thing fucking goes in a circle and you got to hit the button at the right time and it goes faster. Was that Ruby and Sapphire?
Ruby and Sapphire.
Because I feel like I've done that with
Ruby
friends.
And Sapphire was Poffins for sure.
No.
Because that was one of the few things I liked about Ruby.
That was Blocks. That was Blocks.
Oh, you know what? It was Blocks.
Poffins was. Yeah, I remember doing it with the stick now on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Which one was the
more people you had doing it, the better the Poffins came.
Yeah. Which one was Poffins?
That was Diamond and Pearl.
Diamond and Pearl.
Oh,
okay.
that was the best Pokemon.
Are you sure?
No, but it sounes right.
Someone let me know. That's kind of fucking with me now. I was like, damn, I'm really missing.
Because after Diamond and Pearl is black and white,
You know what? You're right. Because Blocks came before Poffins for sure, and there was nothing like that in the previous games.
No.
So, okay.
Anyways, but yeah, that's kind of the roundup. So yeah. Fucking lot of copies for Animal Crossing. You know what's crazy too? Mario Kart has been out for fucking years now, right? Because it came out with when the Switch first came out with that deluxe version, which is a remake of the fucking Wii U version. And it's at 26 million, right?
Animal Crossing. Backtrack there, apparently.
Wait. Mario Kart 8 is just a re-release?
Mario Kart 8 Deluxe for the Switch is a re-release of Mario Kart 8 that was on the Wii U.
So it's a game that already existed for a prior console, but it's still beat. It's still number one.
It
has new levels and
shit. It specifically said
not many.
Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. So it's not including. I don't think it's including the Wii U sales. I think it's just including the Switch sales.
It's like a brand new game.
But it's at 26 million.
I'm just blown away that a re-release of a game is.
Yeah, right. Well, then no one really had the Wii U either, so it kind of makes sense that it sold so much. But that game's been out for a couple of years now, right? Animal Crossing has only been out for a few months, and it's already fucking number two.
That's impressive.
Yeah, Animal Crossing is a fucking unstoppable beast right now.
Yeah. And we can all thank the pandemic for that, too, I suppose. All right, what else we got?
You know, maybe you can look this up, AJ. Sonic Statue Japan.
I can't fix this damn camera, so I'll look this shit up.
Hopefully you find some old pictures first. This guy was pretty beat up for a long time. They got this...
I've seen this.
Yeah, you seen the old beat up one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's an old Sonic... Sonic statue they had from some it was a Sega event that they donated to the city or whatever, right?
Forgot.
And he's all fucked up and his nose is broken, but you know, he's one of those cool things that people will still come by just to see it, you know, right?
He looks like, when I first saw this, he looked like he was like molded into the tree or something. Wow. Like he fucking surfed and fucking did a 360, got stuck in the tree, and he was just there.
They might have trimmed some shit for it, you know. Maybe that was that was.
But now that I see it, just sitting outside the trees.
But take a look at those pictures again, AJ.
Yeah, I seen the new one. Fucking nice and shiny now.
So the weird thing about this, mysteriously. So this came from Sega World Japan Arcade. That's what they donated to this area as a landmark, right?
Mysteriously,
this is mysterious. This statue was just cleaned up and repaired one day. Nose is repaired. Everything's fucking new lacquer on it and all that shit. No one knows when this happened. Some whoever this is that has the original tweet, which is the right person, Sagara7791, is the first person to get a picture of this new refinished Sonic. And they fucking fixed him.
Maybe it was Sagara7791.
No, he says, what the fuck? What the fuck is going on? He's surprised.
Is that what it says in Japanese right there?
So, you know, I may paraphrase a little. But to the basic effect, it's what the fuck.
I see the exclamation points, I believe.
Exclamation points always give you what the fuck vibes.
Wait, I think I can read it. I think it says Sonic in... Is that the Taiko?
Iga City? Sonic-u ka...
Taiko Iga City has become beautiful. Is that what it says?
What? How did you read that?
Because it's translated at the bottom.
Oh. An asshole. That's funny. Yeah, man.
I was impressed.
Shit. Yeah, someone did it, man. Someone just came by.
Can I make one comment about
it? Sure.
It's too glossy. It's too...
Oh, God, Will. Shut the fuck up. Too glossy. They know it's going to get worn down. They need it to be glossy.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, they have matte finish too.
Asshole.
What's wrong with it being glossy?
I kind of like the matte finish that the beat up one has.
Jesus. It's beat up, but... the glass is just wiped off now. That's
why.
You
just can't be happy, can you, motherfucker?
No, that's what happens when you get older. He's lucky he don't have a patch of grass outside. He'd just be yelling at everyone to get off his lawn.
All right.
Anyway. Yelling at the gardener. I don't pay you to...
Yes, someone rebuilt Sonic. He's back. That's and crazy. Fresh as he would really want to be in real life anyway, you know? Yep,
for sure.
So
that is way past cool.
Nah, 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 nah. I can hear the victory music right now, you know? But yeah, pretty cool.
Where
right?
the fuck is this?
Japan. See.
Iga.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, I read it earlier. Yeah, Iga.
Takao.
Iga City. Yeah, Takao.
Yeah, it's in Takao.
It looks like in a forest or something. Yeah, oh, he's sitting on these like little, I don't know what you call those. Little things that stick out. Anyways,
protrusions?
It looks cool. He's on a surfboard. Oh, is this fucking Ice Cap Zone Sonic? Damn.
Oh, you might be right about that because he's on the snowboard.
When was this made?
Oh, that music was amazing in that zone. That.
Between 2009 and 2015, his nose busted off. So he's only been there since 2009?
Yeah, he's not too old.
Oh, okay. That's crazy. Anyways, yeah, I'm down to check this shit out someday, too.
Dude, we still need to make that trip to Japan one day. I know you and Carla want to go.
Sega's like the one that had money behind this thing, right? So that means Sega's been going through hard times, so they probably couldn't keep up with maintenance on it and everything. Oh, I get it. It makes sense.
Times is hard, bro.
All right, was it my turn?
Yeah, your turn.
All right. So, I just came across this today. Apparently, on Red Bull Gaming, because Red Bull has like a gaming, like a league, like they have, they sponsor gaming people.
I feel like I might have seen it on some ESPN shit one time or a sponsor for it.
Yeah, so if anyone wants to be sponsored, you may want to go check out Red Bull. It may sponsor you for esports stuff. They also have Anakin. Anakin's a Tekken player, he's an American Tekken player at that. And, you know, every time he's in top eight, America's just cheering him on there, right? Mm-hmm. But he's part of the Red Bull team, and he has a Tekken Academy on YouTube right now. So if anyone wants to get down and learn some Tekken basics, if you're new to the Tekken series and all that, go check out some of their videos on there on Red Bull Gaming on YouTube. And check out Anakin's Tekken Academy. They have three videos right now. It's the one I just watched was the newest one that just came out, episode 3, learning how to move, which I know how to move around, but he was just pointing out some good tips, like, you know, what you should do when you're moving, how you are able to move and all that, just breaking it down, you know, not only from like a beginner level, but also more into like an intermediate level, like, you know, what's the purpose of moving around and how can you do it and be safe and all that too. So some good Tekken, you know, how to's, I guess, in a way. If anyone wants to go check that out.
All right. I don't know if I mentioned it here on the podcast, but we talked about that Scorpion's Revenge movie, that it was really good, the animated one. And one of my friends, I had known him a while ago, we're kind of reconnecting now, Jeremy Adams, he worked on that fucking movie. And I was like, holy shit, man, you did a good job. And then he had mentioned he's working on a new one. Batman, Soul of the Dragon.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's a few screenshots out for it, but there's not much about it. The only thing that we do know about it that's pretty new is that it will be kind of 70s style. Kind of like, you know, in the way of like old kung fu disco kind of feel, like the characters will be like that a little bit. Obviously, Batman's not going to be discoing, but you know, you get what I'm saying, right?
Not going to be no Bruce Wayne with a fro and like bell bottoms.
That stupid dance that Adam West was
doing. Yeah. Huh?
Yeah, I don't think so, man. I don't think so. But yeah, it's gonna be like very kung fu oriented and stuff like that.
Everyone was kung fu fight like that.
Yeah, basically, yeah. It's gonna star a lot of talented voice actors that you actually might know the names of, and they're playing really obscure characters that you don't really see in the DC universe. Well, I think this guy's done Batman before. David Guintoli is Bruce Wayne / Batman. Mark Dacascos is Richard Dragon. Kelly Hugh as Lady Shiva. Michael Jai White as Ben Turner / Bronze Tiger. James Hong as O-Sensei. And Josh Keaton as Jeffrey Burr.
I've heard of any of these people.
Yeah, I've heard of Josh Keaton, and I've heard of Michael Jai White. Michael Jai White was Spawn. I'm trying to remember what Josh Keaton's from. But, you know, and Michael Jai White's really big in the martial arts world, you know? But, yeah, so they got these guys to all voice all these characters, and it's going to be about all the, you know, all the people that basically do fighting techniques. They don't use any superpowers, and they're going to be helping / fighting Batman in this, I guess. I don't really know. They're not telling the details about the story. But this is being worked on right now, and it's the same team that made Scorpion's Revenge. So hopefully it has some of the animators from Avatar The Last Airbender still involved.
Okay.
Because those motherfuckers know how to draw fights. Which is more reason why you gotta see Scorpion's Revenge.
You have it, right?
I have it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, leave it here so I can copy it into my servers.
Oh, good idea. Great idea, actually. Okay.
Tai Chi says Michael Jai White is also Bronze Tiger in the Arrowverse, too.
Oh, wow. That's funny. I didn't know that.
What a coincidence.
I don't think it's a coincidence. But yeah, good movie. Good point. But yeah. So, Batman, Soul of the Dragon. I don't think we have a release date. Early 2021. So, there's no official release date. But it's happening.
Cool. AJ. Nice. So you know that Marvel's Avenger game that's, if it's not out already, it's coming out soon. Is it out? I think it is out, right? Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I think it came out recently.
Yeah.
Or wait, maybe the beta's just out.
No, I think it is out, because I remember, I think Steven was talking about it the other day. Some news came out, which I thought was kind of funny to just talk about, but apparently there's going to be some exclusive DLC for PlayStation users. Beta keys are being given out right now. Beta was last week. And, oh, okay, so it's not out yet. Anyways, when a game does come out, early in 2021, there's going to be some exclusive DLC for PlayStation users. You'll be able to use Spider-Man.
Oh, shit. Spider-Man's... Is he going to be the same one from the PS4 game?
I don't know. Maybe, but I would assume so. But that means if he's exclusive to PlayStation, that means he's not going to be on the other consoles. But you also know why he's exclusive to PlayStation?
Because of Sony. Marvel.
Because of Sony. Yeah, because Sony owns freaking Spider-Man properties.
Yeah, and Sony and Marvel are playing nice right now, luckily for all of us. Right?
I just think it's kind of sucks. Like, if you have like a Switch or a Xbox and you're playing this game and Spider-Man's your favorite fucking character, but you can't even get him.
Hey, well, on the plus side of that, a friend of mine always told me, I'm going to buy you a PS4 and Spider-Man so you can play it. Because he knows Spider-Man's my favorite character, and he was offended that I never played it.
Mm-hmm.
I never believed him. He's fucking sending me a PS4.
What the fuck?
He really is sending it to me. I was like, you motherfucker. I thought you were... He's been saying it for like 2 years, I think.
That's an awesome friend.
No, I didn't think he was going to do it. He fucking released... He's like, look, I finally got it. It's coming. I was like, it's August 18th. He said, you're going to get it August 18th.
And that's
like,
a dope-ass game.
I'm like, oh, shit. Wow. So I'm finally going to get to play that Spider-Man game.
Dude, we got so many games.
We'll be good, man. We'll be good. We can play that shit.
All right, that's cool. All right, I guess we're all right then.
My PS4 is your PS4. You'll probably play more than I will anyway. So.
Maybe. Well, we got Soul and Tekken on PS4. That's so true. If you want
to
use that.
We have a reason to use it, yeah.
Yeah, it's all I have of PlayStation 4 is Soul two games.
Yeah, all you do, you live fighting. You breathe fighting. You eat fighting. Yeah, man. Okay. My turn, right?
And the reason to get Sam Show, dude.
Oh, we can get Sam Show.
Damn,
I should fucking order it right now.
Do it.
What's Sam Show?
Samurai Showdown.
Oh, that's what you guys call it.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what the cool kids call it.
That's what the fighting game community.
That's what the young kids call it.
I see. I guess I'm old. I just call it Samurai Showdown.
You're definitely old, but it's not because of that.
I have it. If you guys get it, I'll play with you because they literally don't play that game
on PS4.
Yeah,
you should be playing Soul Calibur.
I should be.
And Sam Show. At the same time.
Dead by Daylight's fun. I like killing
you and your single player games. How dare you?
It's a multiplayer game.
Oh, shut up. Not to me.
Not to me. Can't argue that one. Okay. So other news. So I guess anime companies are finally tired of being stupid and getting pirated. Because... You know, and this
Who
is
does
a,
that?
So you know, anime companies, right?
That's not true.
Well, I'm glad you came back because I was waiting for you. You know, we've always seen anime companies are always getting mad, they're getting pirated and shit, right?
Yeah.
But when you want to watch their fucking shit, it's not available anywhere, right?
It isn't. Mm-hmm.
And then you have to pirate it because you can't buy fucking everything,
yeah.
Or those DVDs don't work in America.
Yeah,
or they don't have the dub that you used to watch, or you know, for whatever.
Or maybe
reason.
It's not even subbed.
Sometimes not even subbed. Yeah. Like you can't get it.
Yeah.
And so, finally, these motherfuckers tired of getting pirated, and a combination between Toei Animation,
Anime?
Kodansha, Nippon Animation, Tezuka Productions, I don't know this one, Shogakukan Shueisha Productions. Oh, the Shonen Jump.
Oh.
Shine Animation. All of these guys got together and they're making a YouTube account.
Oh, that's great!
And they're releasing 3,000 anime titles that you can just watch for free.
Oh, shit.
Onto YouTube?
Oh, shit.
Onto YouTube.
That's awesome.
Because they're tired of getting pirated. At least they can make the money off the views and the fucking...
Good.
And the advertisements
and
shit.
That's a great way to do it.
Yeah. I mean, dude, why the fuck not sooner? We've been waiting for some shit like this forever. Crunchyroll sucks ass. They don't have everything, dude.
And it crashes a lot.
And it crashes.
Fuck, I get that. In the middle of an episode, it crashes. That sucks. And I gotta watch all those fucking commercials again.
Yeah, exactly. And you gotta watch your commercials again. You're just like, dude, why am I paying for this shit the whole time? Like,
yeah, that's what I'm wondering, too. YouTube.
And you're like, oh, I don't pay for it. That's right. I forgot.
Is it behind a paywall on YouTube? Is it YouTube Premium or just regular YouTube? That's what I'm concerned about, too.
Solid question, AJ.
I don't mind paying if it's like a decent enough. If it's
that
like,
would make me get YouTube $5. Red.
Like, yeah, for sure. I'll do it.
That would make me get YouTube Red, and I can stop fucking getting.
I think Red's becoming premium now.
I can
now,
honestly
though.
Say a good chunk of my anime DVD collection is like pirated copies, like that Rurouni Kenshin over there.
Okay. What's wrong with this copy?
That's a pirated copy.
It is?
It is.
It's not, shit. It's that's not why original. It says God on it.
It's not the original. but these are the original releases.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a
pirate. Oh, well, mine's original then.
So is my Cowboy Bebop. So is my Love Hina, because it wasn't
this
available.
This is a cool case, too. This is fucking a pirated case.
You can't tell just by looking at the color.
I know it looks kind of off, faded. But I thought it was old.
No.
That's what I thought.
It was a really good deal.
And it fucking opens up all cooking clean and everything, too. Damn, this shit's fake. It's a good ass fake.
That is a good fake. All you gotta do is print nice art, and then you're cool.
Yeah, just decent quality art and shit. This
did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm kind of.
But you know, if you look, if you compare it next to yours, you can tell there's a slight difference in the work put into the
color and all that.
The work put into the box and shit, like
mine is fucking lazy as fuck. Mine's just this box, and you open it, and the fucking just like in
it's like a bento paper. Box.
Yeah, it is.
But that's like a Japanese thing, you know, like an old school Japanese thing.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
The style's there, you know, like you wouldn't get that from a random company. True. You know, you don't get that from whoever made it.
Okay, fine.
I had that available to me, like. Is this?
Isn't that the type of stuff they sold at $21?
Yeah, this is the type of stuff they sold at $21. Exactly. It works. It's good, but it's not real.
It's like $150 for the bento, awesome looking, you know, official one, or like $40 for this. So give me the $40 one. Yeah. If it works, it works.
Where does this end?
Toward the end of the second season, like. Toward the end.
Okay.
So
I think one of the last fights is fuck his name. I can't remember right now. Saito versus Usui.
Okay, that's weird.
See, that's how you know too, when they end in weird spots.
Broken open.
There's no season three. What's that?
I don't know if you're talking about season three. Season three? This is going to, so back to what we were saying, Unfocused, Anime Log will be the name of this page.
Okay.
It is currently available in Japan only.
Oh.
But they do plan VPN. To open it. They do plan to open it up to both America and China with subtitles for both of us.
Hey.
So it's coming. They said they are going to do it.
It's a free page though, right?
Free page. As far as I can see. I don't see anything about paying for it here.
They're probably not going to have their good shit on there right away though, huh?
No, I must admit, and they might even hold the good shit for a premium point at some, you know, premium use at some point.
Yeah, or maybe like release it like in a year or something.
Can't be mad at them for that.
No, I'm cool with that. I'm totally cool with that.
Can I just say one more thing about that box set?
Okay. I'm interested.
Because there's two parts to it. So I paid like $40 for that. I had to pay another $40 just to finish the second season and then get stuck with the shitty third season.
What third season?
There's all these extra DVDs. I was like, what the fuck are these?
Why are these blank discs here?
It was, I think, one disc for the second season.
Yeah, because like, that's toward the end.
Yeah. I was so mad. I was like, fuck, I think you couldn't just put season one and two in this damn thing. I'd be happy.
Anyways.
All right, AJ.
Capcom. Yoshinori Ono, who's the head director, producer for Capcom and Street Fighter primarily. He's that crazy dude that has that little Blanca figure with him everywhere.
Yeah.
At Evo, usually he's up there before the Street Fighter finals, out there making everyone go, sure you can. And yeah, also giving us like, all right, here's some DLC and all that, right? He's that guy. He's like the main, he's a brand manager actually for Capcom too. He's resigning after 30 years at Capcom. So he's resigning from Capcom entirely. Don't know why. And when someone resigns, I feel like there's a reason behind it. Like, you know, like some people just don't go straight up resign. Usually there's some stuff going on in the background. And it's true, like, yeah, true. You should resign, you know?
yeah, that's true.
But yeah, so, he's resigning. He had his long little post he did. And sometime in about a month or so, he'll be out of there for sure. And he was kind of, what kind of sucks too is that people brought this up. Like, he's been in charge of a lot of bad games that came out of Capcom, like Street Fighter Cross Tekken, and stuff like that, right? But he also does some good shit, like Street Fighter 4. And Street Fighter 4 was a big, like, reignition for the FGC and all that too. So he's been there for some good shit. So hopefully he won't have a hard time finding another position like that at some other game company, hopefully. But yeah, maybe we'll get some new guy. I don't know. Which is probably why he wasn't at that thing that happened last weekend, too.
Oh, he wasn't there.
Because a lot of people were saying, like, oh, yeah, how come Ono wasn't there? Like,
Harada. I forgot about that.
Harada, it was funny. People were saying, like, Harada was there, but he got, like, his own special, like, cut scene. Like, he didn't have to be there live or anything like that. Where everyone else from all the other companies were like, the fuck, why does Harada get his own special little gig going on here?
Yeah, right?
But Ono wasn't there at all.
I think it was there to take a focus away from the fact that Ono wasn't there.
Maybe, huh? He's really good friends with Harada, too. So maybe they can get together and put Tekken Cross Street Fighter together, right?
Yeah, no, I'm not even thinking about that shit anymore. Okay. Let's see.
I think that's about all I have, really.
I have one last piece of news. Perfect.
All right, cool. Oh, I got one more, actually. It's small, but I'll talk about it.
All right. Okay, so AT&T is looking to sell Crunchyroll.
They had Crunchyroll to begin with?
No wonder it fucked up so much.
Yeah, that's why it's on HBO Max, why they have a deal with HBO Max, and there's like, there's only 12 anime on there, but they're all really good anime on HBO Max. So it's like, they have that deal because they have Crunchy, Powered by Crunchyroll is one of the things on there, you know?
That's fucking hilarious. Like, Cuckoo's just posted that in chat right now.
Oh, wow, he posted it right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, dude, Cuckoo's, we're at the same time there, bro. $1.5 billion is the rumored amount of money that they're trying to sell it for, which is a ridiculously high price.
Way too much.
But supposedly, Sony is trying to pick up on this.
Huh.
And Sony wants Crunchyroll. Sony has always had a continued interest in anime, but I didn't know it would get this deep. But, you know, this is not... They actually asked AT&T and Sony executives about this, and neither of them would make a comment about it, which they didn't say no. So that doesn't mean that this deal is not being, you know, talked about. Doesn't mean it'll go through, but it might be being talked about right now. What will this mean?
Yeah.
what will this mean for HBO Max? Are they going to lose all their anime content? That kind of sucks because I feel like that's one of the things that makes HBO Max also feel cool. Like, oh, look, they have a pretty good selection of anime shit too, you know?
I hope Sony doesn't get it.
Me too, bro. They suck.
Not that they suck, but they had this cool streaming platform.
Well, they do suck, though.
And they closed it recently. Sony, or I think it was a PlayStation View or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard it was pretty good, has some good shit on it, but like no one was really using it, and they actually just shut it down. I think earlier this year.
Hey, as a matter of fact, oh dude, I totally called it.
And then that would have been cool to have Crunchyroll part of that too. So if you have View, and you had all that cool shit on there plus fucking Crunchyroll shit, that would have been dope. But now I don't think they have that anymore. So it's like, what are they gonna do? Now it's gonna be behind some new type of paywall or some shit. Anyways,
maybe. But dude, now that you mentioned that, I totally fucking called it. What's it called? HBO Max, no, DC Universe streaming service fired a gang of their employees. And now, when I watched an episode of Doom Patrol, it says an HBO Max original series.
Ooh.
And remember how I told you, now they got fucking Harley Quinn, and they're talking about putting Titans on there.
Mm-hmm.
That's all their original content. They're fucking moving it over so they can fucking X out DC streaming service. So now the fact they fired a bunch of employees kind of means that that's probably what's happening.
Yeah.
Exactly. Called it! You heard it here first. Months ago, I called it. But, AJ?
I don't know.
Last piece of news?
Oh, yeah, my last piece of news. Wait, hold on. Basically, they'll sell their projects to other streaming services, like The Boys, that Sony's produced.
Oh, huh. Sony produced The Boys? Wow, that's weird. And they sold it to Prime. Okay.
Huh. Maybe they can do that. I don't know. I guess we'll see what they do. My last piece of news is that the game Braid, which is an old like indie game, not that old. It came out recently. When all indie shit started coming out, where like Super Meat Boy and all that was coming out.
Like, Braid was one of those. 10 years ago, 8 years ago?
Yeah, about 10 years ago, I would say, maybe. Braid was pretty cool. Actually, but I have Braid. I played a little bit. I haven't finished it. But it's a game. It's a 2D platforming game. And it's like a puzzle game where you have time involved. So as you go through the level, you only reach to a certain point. Then you got to reverse time and like do it again. And sometimes you'll move shit that isn't affected by time just to solve the puzzle sometimes. So it's really like crazy game like that. That game is getting a type of a remake, a whole type of anniversary edition coming out pretty soon for the Switch. And with this new anniversary edition, it's going to have improved sound and new mixes of the soundtrack. It's going to have hand-repainted graphics by, I think, the original creator, I think David Hillman, or maybe the original artist. All new animations for smoother in-game motion and the ability to switch back and forth between the old look and the new look.
Oh, that's cool. See, I love it when they put that in, like, that one Sonic game, right? Whenever they have that option, you can switch
the looks around. Yeah, a version of R-Type that I have somewhere has that, too, which is pretty cool. It's going to switch back and forth on sometimes. But, yeah, look out for that pretty soon. Actually, I don't have a date. That's one thing I didn't get. Oh, first quarter of next year. So, yeah, we'll see it next year. But that sounds cool. If anyone hasn't played Braid and likes just, like, a 2D platforming type of game with a little bit of puzzle elements into it, you should guys check that out.
Okay. Damn, you know what? I just realized, you know why I forgot my focus book? Because I don't fucking need it anymore.
Damn.
We're not doing Music of the Weekend. That was half the reason
That was half the reason.
Like, most of the reason.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's fine, though. Will, you got any news you want to hit us with at the last minute? Anything cool you found out this week?
Oh, man, I just
read... about toys, games, whatever, bro. Just tell us.
I just read this a little earlier. The author of Act Age, the manga?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Oh, he got
arrested? No, I just heard about that manga before. What about it?
The author got arrested.
Oh, shit.
It was a team of the writer and the artist. The writer was arrested on allegations that he assaulted a middle school girl.
Wow. And
There was two allegations against, so he had done it once before. He, like, ran up to some middle school girl and, like, molested her right there in the street.
What?
Yeah, and I guess it was true, because he got arrested and he's in jail. And so Shonen Jump is pulling and canceling Act Age. But
good move.
But since the news broke out, the sales for the books have soared.
Damn.
People were like, oh, shit. I don't know what would possess people to go out and buy his book all of a sudden.
Because they're gonna stop printing it. It's gonna be worth something eventually.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. I was like, that's when I was like, motherfucker, somebody was on it, dude. They were like, oh shit, never getting that show back. It's basically what they were saying.
I had heard that there was gonna be an anime adaptation too.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Fuck, and for a manga to get stuck on a cliff, just done in the middle.
That's literally it.
That sucks. That super sucks. But I didn't read it, so no sweat on me.
What was the name of the show again?
Act Age.
Oh, I never heard of it.
It's new. It's like the new.
It's this new show.
They're aiming to be the next Naruto, One Piece, Bleach. You know,
not anymore.
Shut down, bro. Shut down. Okay. Unfocused weeks. Thank you for the news, Will. Appreciate
You're
it.
You're very welcome.
AJ, what you got planned?
I got some Sonic left to read, so I'll start reading that. And then maybe go back and I want to find Power Rangers. I need to maybe talk to the comic book store. I'd be like, yo, can you order these trades for me? So,
dude, you should go to my comic. Wait, where's yours?
Damn, it's in Burbank.
Bro, you should go to
House
my...
of Secrets.
You should go.
That's why you never heard of it.
You know, but yours might be closer for you.
Yeah, because I'm always in that area anyways.
Yeah, but dude, this one's they have a lot of cool
I'm
shit.
Never in that area. I know it's the one on Winneka, you said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it before. I've always wanted to go there, but it's like I'm never in that area.
It's far out the way, but it's so dope, though.
Maybe you got to change locations.
Damn. If I do, I'm going to their North Hollywood branch. My place is North Hollywood branch. My favorite employee there actually works at the North Hollywood branch, so I actually maybe should start going there. It's a little closer for me.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I'll go check it out one day, though. Maybe find some more of these Usagis. If they have Usagis over there?
They do. They have the thick book.
No, I just want to... I'm doing Dean's already, so... I was going to do the thick book, but I'm already doing this shit, so I might as well continue with this shit.
I'll look there and see if they have it.
Just for kicks.
Maybe we should do an unfocused visit there.
Damn. And
check out the shit they got.
Like, just go to both, what you got?
Go to both comic
stores. Focus.
Yo, we could do... Collector's Paradise versus House of Secrets and go to both and like, so oh, look, they got a good trade game, but you know, their single book game is kind of whack, you know. And the other place, like, oh yeah, these guys got a lot of good old issues, you know, like, so it might be good to go here for that, you know.
Actually, I don't know what to expect from a comic book store because House of Secrets is the only comic book store I've really actually gone into and actually looked around at shit, so I'm used to that. So I've never really focused too much at other comic book stores before.
I think we should take you on an adventure.
All right. But yeah, so do more of that. More Animal Crossing, of course. It's an everyday grind, you know. Soul. I've been fucking with Shang Hua lately, so maybe I should actually deep dive into Shang Hua. But then I keep reminding myself, fuck, I gotta fucking do my deep dive into Sung Mina. And then Setsuka's out now. I'm like, man, but Setsuka looks dope.
I need to dive into Setsuka. I haven't played her really.
And then I was thinking about this, and I just saw it today, the GameCube. I need to go and fix that. I have my tools for it now. I can open it up and actually get that shit working.
Fix them all, please. We have like four.
Yeah, I have two of them. I know that.
I got one. Okay, we have three.
Probably three, yeah. So, yeah. Virtual fighter practice. Drew is holding too many stones. This is true. So maybe look into Virtual Fighter for sure. So apparently I might be playing Virtual Fighter this weekend too.
All right. For me, I'm finishing Umbrella Academy by the next episode.
Oh yeah, and then finishing Transformers or Cybertron.
Yeah.
Maybe starting Haiku pretty soon.
Okay.
The basketball?
The volleyball one? Yo, I saw season one. It's really good.
I've been hearing some good shit randomly from people, so.
I don't even like that many sports animes, but that one's good.
I've never seen a sport anime. I just saw a food anime that was new to me, so I was like.
Food Wars.
Yes.
It's the food anime for sure right now.
Whatever happened to Toriko?
Fuck with Food Wars right now. Food Wars is on fire right now, bro.
Damn, I haven't even heard of that shit.
Toriko's pretty popular, but it's on the sidelines now. But yeah.
So finishing Umbrella?
Yeah, I'm finishing Umbrella Academy. I'm about to start reading one of the most legendary X-Men comics ever written, Messiah Complex. So I'm going to read that. I don't even know what it's about, but apparently everyone says I should already know what it's about. But,
you should know.
I don't, though, so I'll have to read that. what else do I need to... what else am I going to do this week? I think that's the main stuff. I really want to keep watching this new anime that came out called God of High School. Although I'm kind of saddened because someone had told me that it's very different from the original webtoon. Like, they changed, like, a lot of the story, I guess. But I don't care. I don't know any better. So, fuck it.
Tai Chi's going to take a wild guess and say that you haven't watched Sonic the Hedgehog, the movie, yet.
Who? T?
Yeah.
T.
No comment. Come on. You don't talk to me of not watching things.
Don't speak to me. It's okay.
Damn. Yeah.
When Drew watches Kenshin, T is going
to
watch Sonic.
Yeah. Get Drew to watch at least three episodes of Kenshin.
He's watched one.
I said three.
One? You can't get into a one. I didn't get sucked into it till Sanosuke showed up and they had that fight.
That was like three or four episodes, right?
Was it?
Oh, so, Yahiko is three.
It's like
so Sanosuke is like, yeah, probably like the fifth or sixth one. Yeah.
Like I was watching it every week that it came out on Cartoon Network.
Oh,
just
shit.
Like, eh.
I was watching it Cartoon Network too, week by week. I was like, this show's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was all right. And then I saw that Sanosuke episode. I was like, damn, I have to watch all of it now. It was good.
Oh, he's like up to four episodes, but that was like from a month ago. I thought he's only like watched one.
He watched four episodes? I don't know, man. I don't think I heard him say that.
Oh, I think I did hear him say that.
Oh, shit. Does he know? He still doesn't know about Batsujutsu yet, though.
Yeah, probably not.
No.
But you're right, though.
Sanosuke's
cool.
Going to hook you, or Janae's going to hook you. One of those two.
I feel like Janae was I was watching it for fun every week, but after Janae, I was like, I'm not missing any episodes. The show's pretty cool. Like, you know?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. Well, one thing I want to do too, just to mention it, our K-Sick needs a rebuild. But I've been thinking maybe I should go with the hitbox format. You know what that is?
No.
It's when you don't have an arcade stick. You have your buttons as your left, right, up, and down.
No, I hate that. I mean, you might be good for you. I hate it.
Yeah, I've never tried it, and I can just make it. I have spare buttons. I want to know the exact buttons people use though, because I think they use these small buttons, like I have up here for my start, select. Or what they call like option and share now, I think is what you guys call it.
They're
like
easier to hit with your left hand.
I don't know. I've seen like up, down, and left. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Left, right, and up be the small ones. And then your down button is like a bigger button, like the what you normally use for your, you know, buttons.
I like that idea. I suck with the stick. I use the PlayStation controller.
Yeah.
And those are more like buttons.
Yeah, they're actually just actual buttons like this. And then you can just, it takes a learning, it's a small little curve to learn to get across, so you know where left, right, up, down is all. But people that say they've gotten like used to it, that it's been like amazing. So
down to try to learn
and that. Then you know it might help with my hand, although my left hand is fine, like it doesn't bug me as much as my right arm does, so it's no problem with that. But I was just like, I found myself one day like trying to like dash forward a lot, and it was just a lot of back and forth. We're like, man, if it was like one button, just tap 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 tap, you know, like I'm like, huh, maybe I should just try that out. So I just try it out, see if I like it. I'm not sure, but
yeah, why don't you just play with the PlayStation controller for a little bit, and then just
because then I gotta hold the fucking controller. Like, first off, I gotta find a good controller to use on PC. First off,
yeah, that's a trick right there. That's a trick in itself.
Yeah, and then once I do that, then I don't want to think about it. I could just drill new holes and
all right.
Well, you know, I'd rather wire some shit.
All right, Wags, what you got planned for your Unfocus week, man?
It's a busy week. It's my last week at school, so I got to hunker down and take care of, like, finals and things like that. But I want to try to squeeze in some Dead by Daylight. And I've been wanting to get back into Splatoon, especially since you showed me all that new stuff. I want to make a character focused on specials with the roller and just, like...
Oh, you are going to do special up, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to go with it.
Oh, shit. I like the roller. I created a monster.
Splashdowns, like wide range splashdowns constantly.
You need to look up like exactly what those powers up always like, what them, they do.
I told them already.
Yeah,
he taught me.
Okay, good.
I'm already wearing the clothes
because
you found your clothes that you want to wear.
I own them already. I was like, oh shit, this is perfect.
Oh, you already had the clothes you wanted.
I just never used them.
Yeah, I have a lot of items.
Lucky motherfucker. I had one item that I always wanted, but everything else I had to fucking like, go talk to people till I found it. I was telling him that was a bitch. It's like going to people like. Playing a match, like going straight to the lobby again. Hopefully, I found somebody new that has some shit I want. And I'm like,
yeah, because you haven't played enough, so you haven't just bought like items over and over. Yeah. Like me, like I'll go to the store and just clean house, and that's it. Yeah, and never even use items.
Yeah, I know you like to do that. And I like to go and find an exact cool looking item that has the power I want with the main power. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, no, I just buy all the shit. Like maybe I'll need it one day. Who knows? And then I'll get a new refresh like a day later with new items, and I'll just buy it up again. And I'm not doing anything else with the money, so might as well spend it on the items.
Yeah. It worked out for you.
Yeah.
I got a bigger collection of clothes than I do of weapons because I was trying to get all the cool...
Yeah, I haven't touched all the weapons because I know what I like. And
I only bought all blasters. I bought all the blasters, and that's it. Yeah. I don't need anything else. One day I might go to the ink brush, but I feel like that's just hard.
I would like to use the ink brush, but... Hand issues, can't do it.
Really?
Yeah, because you gotta fucking be fast with that trigger to fucking real fast.
Oh.
And no, I can't do that. I tried because I would love to use the brush, but that's too much finger movement.
You're tired with your
it's even weaker too. Oh, but fuck. That's the whole hand that gets fucked, man.
Oh, just period. Okay,
yeah, mainly the pointer finger for sure, but the other fingers get there too once in a while. My thumb is pretty good for a while, but it slowly gets there too after a while too.
That brush is pretty evil on the thumb.
Yeah.
And then that's basically...
Maybe I can put it to like a foot pedal.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, that's cheating though.
Do a fucking double foot pedal.
Double, like they're playing metal drums?
Yeah.
And then that's my week. Just Dead by Daylight, hopefully some Splatoons, and then just do some schoolwork and shit like that. After this week of school, next week LAUSD starts again and I'll be back at work. So that should be fun.
All right, you guys.
Is it really?
No, sarcasm.
All right, guys.
All done. All right.
I'm focused.
Let's hope the ending music works.
Episode 268. Thanks, guys.
No,
don't forget this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28.
Well, at some point, I'm supposed to say Wednesday.
Also, well, I don't know where I say it because
on
youtube.com/unfocuspodcast.
Last week, you got to change that shit.
Rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocus28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocuspodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
That book of my head.
Also, you can subscribe to our podcast show, the audio version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocuspodcast@gmail.com.
One thing I want to say, though, because I know they're not talking in this part right here, is that fucking that mic actually picked up Will's voice, and he wasn't even in front of it. And that's because of the fucking compressor we had.
Oh.
That was fucking amazing. The whole time I was like, this is fucking awesome.
That's the compressor doing it, allowing that to be picked up? That is an old-ass, weak-ass mic.
It's a weak-ass mic. It is a weak-ass mic. We know this. Oh, don't forget to subscribe.